This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so do we know when the equinox began, Manny?
It was yesterday, right?
Yeah, well done. Do you know when it ends?
Sometime in June, I'm guessing.
Well done, June 19th.
Okay.
You got it.
So.
All right. Manny, you're doing really good. This is your, you're going to get a master's degree in trivia, just dealing with me, right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm trivial. Yeah.
But by the way, I did find the,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
For the,
NBA?
Yes.
All right, what you got?
In 2015, the NBA was composed of 74.4% black players, 23.3% white players, 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2% Asian.
So the NBA and the NFL are basically about the same.
Yeah, pretty close. Now the amount of players is different because the NFL the NFL has I think over 1,100 players, active players, and the NBA I think has like 450 or 500.
I thought it was 600, but I think I'd believe you before I'd believe me.
Yeah, it's basically there's 30 teams in the NBA. Each team has 15 players, so
that's 450.
Yeah.
Not roughly. That's 30 times 15 is 450.
Yeah.
No decimal points involved. I'm okay. Wow, I'm surprised that it's that that football and basketball are about the same.
Yeah.
Baseball, not. All right, run the numbers on baseball for me too. Well, you can't because I'm gonna have to ask you some stuff now. All right. So I thought what we would do is just because it's out spring and it snowed. The thing about snow, I lived in Denver when it snowed, I think one year, June 6th. And let me tell you, the trees are already in blossom by then. So it knocks down telephone poles and kills trees and whatever. But that's Colorado, hopefully. And this hasn't, by both designations, has not been a bad winter. Last winter was considered a much worse winter than this one. Global warming takes over again. But there was something a bit disconcerting on the first day of spring to have it snow. But there is something about snow. I probably should have figured it out because, as I mentioned, I lost a really dear friend last week. And it's really interesting when you talk with people about it. First of all, where she was very well known, people there sort of got together. But here, she would come to me or I would go to her. So we didn't, and she wasn't great about wanting to share time. So there aren't a whole lot of people that knew her for me to mourn with. That's sort of been an interesting process in and of itself. But I was somehow a little bit cheered up yesterday. I should have figured out it was the snow. that I'm like a two-year-old when it comes to snow. So what can I tell you? But 855-993-7569. What I was going to mention, though, which is this interesting phenomenon. I'm one of those people, I think, like a lot of us, who has friends of different ages, right? That I have people who are significantly older than I am and significantly younger than I am and then people who are more or less my age. And when you talk about losing somebody, when you talk with people who are younger than I am, they say, oh, gee, that's too bad. And, gee, and some of them have lost a friend or whatever, and they'll say, I'm sorry, I know it takes a while. People who are older than I am, when you say, oh, yeah, I lost a friend, they say, oh, yeah, everybody loses friends at this age. It was a really interesting demarcation because, as I said, I'm really blessed. All my sibs are alive. my mom's still alive. My father lived to a very ripe age. And so this is really, and I experienced a lot of friends dying because I knew a lot of people who had AIDS 15, 20 years ago when AIDS was first rampant. But I've been very blessed, I suppose, in that, I mean, and I've known some celebrity people that everybody knew, but you feel a little stupid kind of mourning them because everybody figures you're just trying to name drop. So that's a little complicated. But at this particular moment, when you talk with people who are younger than you are, then they are very sympathetic. When you talk with people who are older than you are, they say, "Ah, you're the age, honey." You know, they don't say that. They say, "Just wait." I'm like, okay, you're too young to really understand this, but at some point, all of your friends are going to die. So it was a really interesting phenomenon.
I do have the numbers on Major League Baseball. This is the last one from, or the most recent one I could find from 2014. 60% white.
Yeah.
28.5% Hispanic. About 9.5% black and 2% Asian.
Wow.
Yep. So very. Very different, and that's been, I mean, with baseball in particular, that's been
for a long time.
That's been a topic of discussion for a number of years now, just the decline in African Americans in Major League Baseball.
Why do we think that is?
Well,
why the decline?
I think
it doesn't pay as well. It's a longer season.
Well, it does, you know, the best players in baseball probably make, you know,
well, the best players in every place make scads of money, but for the journeyman, I mean, the stars always make a lot of money. The point is, for baseball, it's a long season. You do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And unless you're one of the top tier, you're probably not going to make all that much money, or maybe you are.
And there's a lot more players, and then you have, I mean, you've got so many minor league teams that it's a lot harder to be, you know,
a star.
19, 20 years old. I mean, a lot of them are either playing college ball or they're playing in the minor league somewhere, whereas, you know, in another sport like basketball.
I was going to say, the first choice for most high school quarterbacks who can't make it in the NFL, I mean, if you talk to baseball players, most of them played football and they weren't good enough to play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's that as well, that the But there, that's a huge discrepancy, though. I mean, it's almost there are three times more. Well, it's just completely, the numbers are almost completely turned around.
Yeah.
And
the interesting thing, too, is you've got a lot of guys who are in the NFL now or played in the NFL recently that were also really good baseball players. Like Tom Brady, I think, played a little bit of baseball when he was growing up.
Yeah, most of these kids were remembered in high schools, and they had, you know, letter jackets that had the entire alphabet. They played all sports, all seasons.
Yeah, John Elway, a guy that you were probably a big fan of, being
in Denver. Yeah,
he was actually drafted as a baseball player by the Yankees.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, that's it. And most of them, when I knew a lot of the Red Sox and when in San Francisco as well, that most of the baseball players were often quarterbacks in high school, but they either weren't big enough or they were injured, or in baseball to a certain extent, unless you're the pitcher, is a more forgiving sport.
Yeah.
Certainly than football. Do you see the NFL came out last week and said, "Oh yeah, well there really are brain damage associated with it." Like, duh.
Right. Yeah.
And they're also now saying that concussions have much farther reaching implications than they previously thought.
Yeah. In other news, the sky is blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but they've been denying it for so many years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that I truly don't think we're going to be playing football in the same way that we are now in a bunch of years. But I'm not. There's just so much money in it that's the problem. But it's just so damaging. In the movie, that they say, you know, if 10% of all the moms said they don't want their kids to play football anymore, they would change it. So moms, let's get on board with this. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. In honor of spring, I thought we'd talk about regional holidays. What's your favorite regional holiday? Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Do not be shy about calling me. And folks, I really love your emails and your program director things, but do feel free to call, because if you call, I can deal with specific issues with you of saying, okay, well, all right, tell me a situation where you said something to somebody and let's go through the alternatives. It's just a more effective way of dealing with your questions, all right? But however you want to do it. 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about regional holidays.
Yeah, we asked what your favorite regional holiday was, and we got a couple of responses. We'll start with Kathy.
Okay.
She says, Cherry Blossom Festival in Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
Well, that's cherry. I didn't even realize they had it, so I have to get myself over there. I know that Macy's has their what do they call it, spring, it's not... This is called Spring Garden Show or something this weekend. And if you've never done those, that it's free, and they're in the windows, and they're really wonderful. I think they're called Flower Show. If you've never gone to a flower show, you should really do it. And the Botanical Gardens, that's a great idea. Maybe I'll try and get out there in one of the weekends. I've forgotten about the cherry blossoms. And this is, is this Cherry Blossom Week in D.C.? I don't know, I've checked with my daughter. I've actually been there once. The problem about cherry blossoms in D.C. is it's really crowded. But see where it says Cherry Blossom Festival. Bloom Watch, let's see what they're saying. Peak bloom is predicted. Come on, folks. March 20th to April 17th. We are right on it, folks. They said the... peak bloom is predicted to start March 23rd to the 24th. So that's, today's what, the 21st. So this week, there you go. Average peak bloom date is April 4th. But they're saying it may be a little earlier, but it was cold in D.C. as well. The peak bloom date is defined as the day on which 70% of the blossoms of the Yoshino cherry trees that surround the tidal basin are open. The date varies from year to year depending on weather conditions. The blooming period is defined as that period when 20% of the blossoms are open until the petals fall and leaves appear. The blooming period starts several days before the peak bloom date and can last as long as 14 days. However, frost or high temperatures combined with wind or rain can shorten this period. If you've never done it, I mean, I suppose you'd go online and look at it, but going online is not the same. Folks, let me point this out. Going online, let me underline it. Going online is not the same as life. Can we remind ourselves of that? All right. There you go.
Mary says, any holiday in Minnesota?
Well, that's not very specific. They had one. They had the county fair. What other Minnesota holidays?
Well, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Well, I mean,
there's a county fair.
Well, the state fair is huge. Really,
and that's during the summer, right?
Yes, it's usually starts like the last week of August and runs through Labor Day every year.
I love county fairs. I love state fairs.
Yeah, the Minnesota State Fair is like regarded as like one of the best in the country too. I mean, it's
how long does it go on for? What'd you say? Goes all for like a month?
No, just about a week and a half. About it's usually just the last. Like that last week of August and then into through Labor Day. Labor Day is always the last day of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's something.
All right, what else you got? All right, I'm just trying to think, are there specific holidays other than state fairs? There must be. Does Minnesota have a patron saint? St. Olaf or something, isn't it? Actually, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. There's...
I can't believe I know that kind of junk. I never having lived in Minnesota, but...
Well, obviously, hockey's like one of the biggest sports here. And
yeah.
So we have...
More than football?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Well, I'll argue that the Vikings are probably the biggest deal in town still. I mean,
yeah.
As far as just popularity within the state. But hockey is... hockey's a big, it's more of a cult following, but it's very much beloved and very popular.
And hockey's a great sport. Although hockey's getting just as dangerous in some ways, as football.
Yeah.
And that puck really moves around.
Yeah. But, we have a Hockey Day Minnesota here every year where they usually have a couple of high school teams play an outdoor hockey game, and then they have, the
professional. All right, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you what happens when you Google Minnesota holidays. The Gopher State does not have any specific holidays, state-specific holidays, but does celebrate many of the federal holidays. Well, poopy.
Yeah, that's why you heard me say,
So she said she liked all the Minnesota holidays, but there aren't any. Come on. All right, Minnesota, let's get with the...
I've been living here my whole life. I know. We got some catching up to do in some of those.
Yeah, come on.
Genevieve says, Christmas in Boca to watch the boat parade on the Intracoastal.
Well, that sounds like kind of fun. I saw in Deerfield, I saw Founders Day, where apparently they do, I don't know if Florida started or California started first, where people have races in bed. They take, you get beds and you put it on wheels and people push them. And what can I tell you? So that's Boca for Christmas, huh? They had the blessing of the fleet in Boston.
Hmm.
All right, now I just Googled just to find out. Just because I live in New York, right? They have the Lunar New Year is celebrated as a state holiday. Yom Kippur is. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, which I assume one of those is Ramadan. They're saying the reasoning behind the additional holidays is to be to recognize the cultural diversity of the city, where over 185 languages are spoken and more than 42% of the students come from homes where English is not the primary language. I didn't even know that. So there you go. All right, so we've got Boca Christmas. We've got Minnesota, not so much. All right, what else we got?
Sam says the Christmas Day Parade in Manhattan.
Okay, I mean, Christmas Day Parade. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a Christmas Day Parade in Manhattan. I've been to the Easter Parade, which is very different than you think it is. I know Judy Garland sang about it, but what they now people do more than, I mean, people wear their bonnets, but they also dress their dogs. Which I'm not clear where that started, but people, the Easter Parade has got a huge number of dressed up dogs. All right.
We got one more here from Antonio. Right. He just says St. Patrick's Day, which is, of course, we just had that last week.
Yeah, that's a big deal around here.
And then it looks like he posted a picture of himself with a beer in hand and a hat on.
Hopefully the cops didn't get him. Beers. Yeah. I'll tell you about Texas when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I know my joke is that Texas celebrates Salminio's birthday, which nobody even knows who Salminio is anymore, but he's an actor. He was actually gay and was murdered, I think an unsolved crime in L.A. He was in the Leon Uris one, about the founding of Israel. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I'll think of it in just a minute. Exodus. It was an Exodus. With Paul Newman. He was, I think he was Hispanic and played an Israeli. But he was very much a heartthrob. All right. Texas celebrates Texas Independence Day on March 2nd. And San Jacinto Day on April 21st. So there are a lot, and Mother's Day, I think everybody celebrates Mother's Day. But is Mother's Day a regular holiday? I don't know that most people, I don't know if you get the day off. It's a Sunday. I don't know how they. I don't know. Listing Mother's Day is not. I don't think I've ever seen it listed there in Texas. Mothers are okay. We've also got holidays in Texas. All right, New Year's Day we got. Martin Luther King Day we got. January 19th is Confederate Heroes Day. February 15th, President's Day. March 2nd, Texas Independence Day. April 21st, San Jacinto Day. We've got Mother's Day. We've got June 19th, Emancipation Day. Independence Day we do celebrate. August 27th, we've got Lyndon Baines Johnson Day. It's always celebrated on the 27th of August. Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day. Day after Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving. Okay. So there you go. So Texas has, let's see, how many days do they have that most of us don't? LBJ Day, Emancipation Day, San Jacinto Day, Texas Independence Day, Confederate Heroes Day. So that's five holidays that most states don't have. That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
Yeah.
When in doubt, go to school in Texas. I remember I was working an archaeology dig, and we did not get July 4th off, because even though we were Americans, but we got Bastille Day off, because that celebrated French independence, and we were in France. And there was exactly a certain logic to it, right? When in Rome.
Yeah.
But we sort of felt we should get the 4th of July off as well. We didn't. Working archaeology digs is hard work, but fun. And as I said, go see the Tut exhibit. I talked about that last week, this was the best Tut exhibit I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of the artifacts, but this one had a video, and you actually walk into this curtain, past this little black curtain, and you're in the tomb. It's really cool. And, of course, there's the curse of the tomb. Do you know about that? Where a whole bunch of people who are associated with it, because the Pharaoh's tomb supposedly put a curse that if you went into the tomb. And most of the tombs in Egypt had already been breached by grave robbers, including the outer part of Tut's tomb. But the inner part they never got to. Anyway. Alrighty. Let's talk about embarrassing and awkward situations just for fun.
We'll start with what was your most awkward moment. We asked people that. We had a couple of responses. We'll start with Joan, and she says, I've had many over the years. You'd think I'd learn. The one that comes to mind first is when I swear I heard another patient say the receptionist at the doctor's office was pregnant. So I congratulated her on her pregnancy. You guessed it. She wasn't. I never went back.
Aww. Well, hopefully she was sitting down, so she didn't feel like it was something. That actually happened in one of my yoga classes, where somebody came over and said, look, let me show you a specific exercise for pregnant women. And she said, but I'm not.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, that's one of those that's one of those situations very hard from which to recover. I actually just got an email from somebody who was trying to find my movie reviews. They said, well, you don't have any on your website. I said, are you kidding? There are hundreds. And she said, well, when she goes to my website, it goes to a porn site. And so I'm not sure what she was referencing, but we'll see if we can sort it out. Either that or I'll send you all to my porn site. I don't have a porn site. But that's good to know. All right, keep going.
Leah says, while attending an anthropology class in college, I skipped a few classes. You only live once, right? Next class I walked into was silent, with all heads looking down at the test. I was living the dream I had many times.
The nightmare, right? That you go to the math test,
yeah,
and you'd only studied French, or you'd gone to the French test and you'd only studied math. Oh yeah. Oh, that's awful. See what happens. See, that was one of those things. I've told the story before, where I was living in Denver with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I had a math test the next day, and I thought, well, if this is, and in those days we believed that Denver was really going to be a secondary target because the Mint is there. And so I thought, well, if this is my last night on Earth, I don't really want to spend it studying for a math exam. And then it did occur to me, this little voice that Carl was talking about earlier, that said, well, but if it's not your last night on Earth and you don't study for that exam, are you going to wish it was your last night on Earth? So I studied. And Cuba didn't bomb us. And did you see Obama went to Cuba?
Yeah. I did see that.
So we're probably all going to go to Cuba soon. Do you have any interest in going to Cuba?
Yeah, if they can get things...
I want to go before it's all, you know, it's all
yeah.
touristy.
Yeah.
I want to go when there's still some of Cuba to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hope that things can get better down there, you know. It's tough.
Well, they don't have any criminals. They sent them all here, right? That was, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, of how smart that was, really. I mean, look, England did the same thing. That's how they colonized both the United States and Australia. They just sent all the prisoners. They sent the debtors to the United States. They sent the murderers to Australia.
Hmm.
What can I tell you?
All right. So that does it for awkward moments. We also asked the most embarrassing thing you've done in public and if you got caught. just a couple of things here. One from Bruce. Bruce says, taking a college final in a cramped chair seat combo in a high-end tiered room. I was in the back row on top, finished the test, and got up to ascend and turn in my test. Did not realize my leg had fallen asleep and tumbled down the rows of quietly seated students finishing their test. I was mortified.
Aw. Yeah, poor baby.
Yeah.
Well, I told mine, which was being in L.A. and just having had, I think I was doing book tour, and I'd just done KBC and was feeling terribly proud of myself, and I did television that morning, so I was all made up and in a dress, and I was having to go on, I think, to San Francisco next, and went charging across the parking lot, just terribly full of myself, and tripped over one of those cement dividers, shredded pantyhose. I had to get myself up because I had to get to the plane that got blood all over everything. That was one of those that teaches you humility. Quickly.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
And then the last one here from Connie. Connie just says, I was a drunk. I'm sure there were a million things, but my memory.
Oh, so, honey.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're not anymore, and it sounds like you probably have been making amends, and so that's good. I mean, you can see where you were and where you want to be, and I'm sorry you had to go through that, and I'm sorry other people had to go through it with you, but it sounds like you've come out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's tough, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my most embarrassing moment probably came when I was, I think I was in the eighth grade. I was 13, and I was in gym class, and my jeans... I was in gym class and we were playing basketball, and I jumped up in the air to try and make a layup, and my jeans ripped.
Oh no!
Yeah, like significantly. Like they just the whole like inseam, like you know that the seam basically on your inner thigh.
Yeah, inseam.
Yeah, the inseam. It ripped. It just completely ripped.
Did it catch on something or?
I think.
Why would it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that those jeans that I was wearing, because it's gym class, and, you know, a lot of times you wear gym class, you don't really wear your best clothes, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to get your...
Well, didn't you have to change into, like, gym stuff?
Yeah, well, and those were the jeans that I...
Oh, that was what you changed into.
Right, yeah, so the jeans ripped, and, yeah, it was...
But you had a date for the prom. Yeah. No, I'm making that up.
I wasn't getting a date on that day.
All right. Well, Manny, thank you for sharing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty, let's see what people come up with.
All righty, this first one, well, this one, depending on how long this takes, it's from Paul and Mary, actually, and they want to know, Dr. Joy, what are the common misunderstandings between parents and teens, and how to better parent through those years?
Okay. I think the most common misunderstanding between parents and teens, rather than making a misunderstanding, let me sort of start with what I think the problems are. Teenagers think that no one has ever experienced what they're experiencing, and parents forget that they've experienced that. So if parents could remember what it felt like, because what we say is, well, when I was a kid, it was completely different. Well, it wasn't completely different. There may not have been computers, and there may not have been Twitter, and there may not. But there are things that there have always been. There have always been boys and girls. There have always been parents. There's always been biology courses. There's always been gossip. There's always been bullying. There's always been competition. There's always been insecurity. So if parents would remind themselves what they felt like at the same time, and just get to, and one of the reasons we have that amnesia is because for most people it's not a great time in their life. There's just so much insecurity and so much competition and so much the sense of, I can't be a kid and follow my parents' rules anymore. I don't really know how to be on my own. I don't want to really be like my parents, and that's my great fear, is I'll turn out like my parents. So what we tend to do is be bombastic and forget that we were ever lost or frightened. There's a great play called The Prodigal Son, which is one of the better descriptions of a really bright 15-year-old who questions everything and everybody because he's really a lost soul. And to a certain extent, all of us are lost souls at 15 or 16 because we've gone past the time where we can really accept what our parents gave us or even what our teachers gave us. We understand that peers are the most important people in our lives, but we also understand they're nincompoops and that they're doing things that make no sense and are dangerous and sometimes illegal, not to mention immoral. And we haven't really evolved our own set of values yet. So parents reminding themselves how it felt to be that age is a good place to start with, number one. Number two, teenagers understanding that their parents at one point were teenagers as well. So instead of saying you don't know anything, so saying something like, tell me what it was like for you. And that works really well. I can remember doing that to my Latin teacher of, tell us what Caesar was like, Miss Gando. It was a great way to divert attention away from the fact that none of us had prepared. We all assumed that she really didn't know what we were doing, which of course was ridiculous. She liked talking about Caesar rather than clinchins to kids who couldn't care less as well. All right, so misunderstandings. As I said, the teenagers assume it had never happened to anybody but them, and parents forget that the same things had happened. And to say, instead of what you should know, of what I wish someone had told me. We also tend to mirror, we tend to do for other people what we wish they would do for us. Parents, I think, need to listen as much as they need to talk. Kids need to feel that they can trust their parents, or if not their parents, to find some adult that they can trust, because other kids don't know anything more than they know. Parents make the assumption that somehow they can save their kids from the mistakes they made, and I think that's not true. We all have to make our own mistakes. Hopefully they can be different mistakes, so it doesn't feel like it's genetic, that everybody in the family is just doomed to have the same kind of problems. It's very hard. I mean, as I said, I think the problem about parenting is that it's the most important job any of us ever undertake, and if our parents are really good at it, it seems seamless. And if our parents were not, which most of us feel, whether it's fair or not, it's not clear what to do differently. And unfortunately, what we tend to do is exactly the opposite. And exactly the opposite doesn't work any better than exactly the same. So I think listen more than talk. You hear one of my prescriptions for being a good parent, as far as I'm concerned, was several. Number one, that if you can get your kid through high school, number one, to graduate, so that saying do your best is ridiculous. No one ever does their best every day. But say, what level do you think you could achieve? What reward do you want for it? And I think it's perfectly okay to bribe. When days when we don't feel like going to work, one of the reasons we go to work is we get paid for it, and we have these really embarrassing habits called eating, so we need to be able to buy groceries. So bribery doesn't seem to me a bad thing at all. So as a parent, get your kid through high school. Make sure they are not drug addicted. They haven't been arrested. They haven't been in a car accident. They have nobody's gotten pregnant. And those five things, anything else is gravy. Whether they want to go to college or not, they can work that out. Whether they want to go into the family business, they have plenty of time to work that out. As long as they're not pregnant, they're not diseased, they don't have a jail sentence, and they have a high school diploma, the rest is gravy. For kids, understanding you're not going to be 18 for you're not going to be a teenager forever. At some point, you're going to be on your own. Get as much education for free as you possibly can, because once it's not free, it's very expensive. So make everybody teach you everything they can, understanding your parents are not your enemy. They may not have the same value system, and sooner or later you're going to be on your own. The other thing to remind ourselves when we're parenting older kids is if you can't figure out a way to become a co-equal with your kid at some point, if you're trying to make an adult child childish, at some point they will make you childish. The only relationship they understand is the power differential between parent and child. As you get older and more needy and more infirm, they will treat you like a child. And if you think your 16-year-old hates being treated like a child, think how it's going to feel when you're 96 or 116. So at some point, you need to change that dynamics. Not necessarily before they graduate high school. The idea that you're going to be your kid's best friend is nonsensical. Maybe when you're both adults. But at some point, until they graduate high school, it's your house, your rules, it's the golden rule, it is the gold rules, and kids do need some sense of structure. The idea, well, you know, you figured it out for yourself. Not viable for a 15-year-old. For a 30-year-old, hopefully, but not for a 15-year-old. So it's a tough job. And if you have specifics, call me about it, and I'll see if I can't help you about it. All right? What else? So I'm trying to think if there's any other thing. Have I left out anything? Their sex life should probably be their own. It's not your business what their sex life is. You need to make sure that they know how to protect themselves. But the specifics, they're going to think it's none of your business because you don't want them knowing about your sex life. You don't necessarily need to know about theirs, but they do need to know how to protect themselves. All right? Got it. All right, that was Parenting 101. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent.